cattle futures drifted lower on Tuesday. Recent research shows that the price slide between lighter and heavier feeder cattle narrows faster than previously thought as weight increases. Coming up on your Cattle Current Market Update with Wes Ishmael. Howdy to all. This is Wes Ishmael with your Cattle Current Market Update for Tuesday night and Wednesday morning, the 17th of July. Cattle futures closed lower Tuesday, with little in the way of fundamental news and perhaps some technical pressure. Live cattle futures closed an average of 39 cents lower, while feeder cattle futures closed an average of 58 cents lower. Wholesale beef values were steady to weak on light to moderate demand and moderate offerings, according to the Agricultural Marketing Service. Choice boxed beef cutout value was 34 cents lower Tuesday afternoon at $212.93 a hundredweight. Select was 5 cents lower at $189.16. Grain markets continued to decline Tuesday with positive crop weather news and the stronger U.S. dollar. Corn futures closed 3 to 5 cents lower through July of 20 and then fractionally lower to a penny lower. Soybean futures closed mostly 10 to 14 cents lower. There were price trends from just one weekly Tuesday auction to report at press time. That for Ozarks Regional Stockyards in West Plains, Missouri, where 4,181 head were on offer. Steer and heifer calves there traded steady to $4 lower. Yearling steers sold steady to firm. There is no test on yearling heifers. Steers weighed an average of 742 pounds and brought an average price of $138.67 a hundredweight. Heifers averaged 620 pounds and brought an average of $125.94. Major U.S. financial indices edged lower Tuesday, although the nation quarterly earnings season is mostly positive thus far. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed 23 points lower, the S&P 500 closed 10 points lower, and the NASDAQ was down 35 points. Feeder cattle prices are determined by several factors, with feed price and fed cattle price having the greatest impact, explains Brenda Botell, extension agricultural economist at the University of Wisconsin, River Falls, that in the latest issue of In the Cattle Markets. She explains corn price has typically had an inverse relationship for both fed and feeder cattle prices. Assuming that all other factors remain constant, including other feed costs and the fed cattle price, as the price of corn increases, the price of feeder cattle decreases. What's more, as corn price increases, the price premium declines for lighter feeder cattle weights versus heavier ones. Spun differently, the price slide narrows as corn prices move higher. None of that is new, of course. What is new, Botell says, is that the decrease in these beef steer price differentials is at an increasing rate as weight increases. In other words, the premiums for lightweight cattle will decrease faster than has historically been found in economic studies. That was among the conclusions drawn from research conducted by Botell last year with Lee Schultz, a peer at Iowa State University, and with Kevin Duvetter, cattle technical consultant with Elanco Animal Health. The study included 66,640 head of beef feeder steers and 59,005 head of dairy feeders. Although cattle producers can't affect the corn price, Botell says understanding how changing corn price affects price slides can aid in management and marketing decisions. That's your Cattle Current Market Update for Tuesday night and Wednesday morning, the 17th of July. You can find more at www.cattlecurrent.com. This is Wes Ishmael. Thanks for listening.